Welcome to another bonus episode of the Bleeding Metal podcast. I am Pia, she, her, and I'm here with...
I'm Kiki, she, her. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Today we're going to talk about the new Hellfreaks album.
Pitch Black Sunset.
Pitch Black Sunset is the name. Yes. I just remembered that the intro and the outro are sunrise and sunset. And that one has been released on the same day like the new Metallica album. So 14th of April, 2023, and very brave decision to, to release an album when everybody else is talking about Metallica.
Everybody but me. I don't know how it is about you, but do you care about Metallica?
Not at all, to be honest. Not at all.
Good, same.
But we're talking about Hellfreaks. The album is really hard to describe. Let's see if we can do it. What's your first impression of the album, Kiki?
My very first impression is this is a very short album with nine tracks. The whole album just takes up 27 minutes and something and of your time. So it's really short songs and it passes by very quickly. But once you give it a chance and listen to it on repeat, it is actually very... It is varied. It has a lot of energy, and the vocals are really cool too.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I like the color of the vocalist's voice. I don't know her name.
Sue.
Yes, and she has a lot of energy that she also puts into her singing. So it's definitely something that you can get hyped and get pumped on. Something that energizes you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And of these nine songs, as I already said, there is an intro song and an outro song. So seven songs. And they put all styles of heavy music into it, plus electronics. So it's really hard to say or to give it a label of a specific music genre.
That is so true, I agree.
I enjoyed that.
All in all, I wouldn't say it is too heavy, though. I would have put it around punk rock, even.
Mm-hmm. That's also where the roots of the bands are. The band is from Budapest in Hungary. They exist since 2009.
Ooh.
And they already they started with punk rock music. Maybe that's also the reason for the very short songs and the very short album. Pitch Black Sunset is album number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow, now. 5.
Mm-hmm. So they worked a lot.
Yeah. As you may notice, I didn't look too much into the band history. I wanted to be surprised and just listen to them with fresh ears and see what I make out of this album.
Mm-hmm.
But all of that is really interesting. And I think this is a good album to catch a little more attention with. They have had enough experience to test things and try things out with their style. And I think maybe this is the album that will, get the more attention of new audiences because they have finally established their style and within themselves, of course.
Mm. Yeah, I hope so. I would describe their sound, as you also said, there is this punk rock note that is all over the album, but every song brings new influences with it. So there are parts that sound like black metal, even power metal, then pop music, electronic music combined together. I thought, well, maybe I can count how many different styles are there. And I was like, maybe I stop counting at 10, 11, 12, I don't know. And I also posted on my Instagram when the album was released that Hell Freaks is a band that doesn't know genres. And the band replied to me, they know, but they don't care.
Yeah, I saw that. That was great.
Yes.
We know the definition of the word genre, but we don't care.
Yes. So my favorite of the album is Body Bag. I also put that in my Top Songs 2023 playlist. That's one of the longer songs that's almost 4 minutes long. I think it has a really good drive. It's very groovy. And of course, it's one of the heavier songs because, you know, I like the heavier stuff. But also Ruthless Soul Riot is a very good one. Weeping Willow maybe is kind of the ballad of the album.
That's my favorite.
And when you need a song that is that sums up the rest, what is impossible, I would say. But Chaos is not even 2 minutes long and it has a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah.
So if you need just a sneak peek into the album, then please listen to Chaos.
By the Hellfreaks. The second track on the album, though, Old Tomorrows, is my other favorite. I really like the whole ambience of it. It starts with her screams and this party energy. Like, I can imagine a concert of theirs and everybody is super hyped and jumping and there's a mosh pit instantly. And that's the energy that I get from the song and that I really like. Yeah.
Yeah, I also enjoyed that one. The other thing that is constant on the album is obviously Sue's vocals, because she does not really change her vocal style. So that is the same all over the album, but it also shows that this style fits all of the genres that are represented on the album.
Yeah, she has these gritty vocals and cool screams. I do think they have some variety.
Yeah,
her vocals
sure,
do have variety. It's not the same monotone all through and through. But yeah, it is a very specific style that she does constantly. Or you just know that's her thing, that's her sound, and she knows it and she uses it very well.
And even though we have these 30 minutes with so many genres, so many influences, they somehow managed to get an atmosphere that is there from the beginning till the end. I enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, I was listening to it a little bit on the background while I was gaming this weekend, and it was really disconcerting. It was really shocking at some point that it was by so quickly and that I had to start it all over again.
Yeah, it is loud, it is fun, it is a rush, kind of.
Yeah.
And maybe so is this bonus episode, because that's all I have to say. Yeah, the thing is, if we talk about this album for 30 minutes, you can also go out there and just listen to it.
Exactly. Yeah, that shall be the whole message of this episode. Go on your favorite streaming platform and listen to the Hellfreaks. Their new album, Pitch Black Sunset, has been out for a few weeks now. And if you like it, of course, support the bands, purchase the music that is also still a thing that we forgot. So yeah, do that. I think they are also on tour. They are playing Prague, Bremen, Hannover, Hamburg, Berlin, and festivals this summer. So check those dates out as well. I'm sure they are a blast live.
Mm-hmm. I think so too. You will have fun in the mosh pit.
Yes. Yes.
Of course.
It reminded me a little bit of my youth. Getting started with punk rock and at 15. Yeah.
Yeah, I started listening to punk when I was 13 and it was the same for me, like, oh yeah. Smells like teen spirit.
Yeah, for me it was more you know, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater and what was it back then? Number two, three? I don't even know.
Two is awesome.
Yes. And well, the famous soundtrack of the game that got me into a little bit of the punk rock and all that music that later, of course, led me to the heavier stuff. And it was a lot of fun. Of course, as a teenage girl, it's super scary to go into a mosh pit, but those were really great experiences.
Yeah, so if there are any teenage girls listening to us,
yeah,
find a mosh pit near you, join it. You will have the fun of your life.
Do it. Exactly. And listen to the Hell Freaks. And we'll catch you soon.
Thank you for listening and bye-bye.